the province has rejected the town of Sackville's entire funding request to cover COVID-related costs from a federal fund designed for that purpose. The federal government allotted $41.1 million to local governments in New Brunswick, this province's share of a $2 billion package announced back in July. Most provinces opted to distribute funding on a per capita basis, immediately informing municipalities how much they would receive. In New Brunswick, local government minister Danielle Alain instead required local governments to submit a resolution of council, which clearly outlines the net impact of COVID-19 in 2020. The request was light on details, says Sackville Treasurer Michael Beale, but town staff went ahead and came up with a request of roughly $270,000.
We did not get a lot of information relative to what can and can't be claimed. So we basically reviewed and spent a lot of time going through our books, our records, and documenting a lot of this, a lot of the losses that were specifically related to COVID. We did have savings that were non-COVID related. It would have happened either way, but so it was just the COVID.
The province rejected the town's claims, including payroll costs relating to COVID-19, levy on the lake costs as a COVID event, costs related to the use of the arena as a Mount Allison welcoming center, and the sewage treatment costs that were credited back to customers as a form of COVID relief to ratepayers. CAO Jamie Burke says Sackville is not the only municipality experiencing frustration with how the province is administering this federal funding program.
There's certainly some other municipalities out there that are equally as frustrated as we are with the vagueness to the criteria of what we could submit. And this is a significant amount of work that the finance department and some of the other department heads who have contributed have invested in this this process, only to get some, the comments back that Mr. Beale has alluded to.
That was CAO Jamie Burke at last night's town council meeting in Sackville. COVID-19 brings